students, welcome to grade 3 computer science subject. In this session, we will learn about some more features of OpenOffice Writer. Many times you may require to repeat the sentence or the word many times or more than once in your document, or sometimes you may require the line to be shifted or replaced from one place to another place. In that case, you can use copy, cut and paste options in OpenOffice Writer. Copy options helps you to copy the selected text without deleting the selected text. Here, another copy of your selected text will be generated. Whereas cut option will help you to cut the selected text and you can replace it or move it from one place to another option with the help of paste option. Paste option will help you to paste the cut or copied text on wherever your cursor will be there it will paste the text. So here, copy option makes the multiple copies of the selected text, whereas cut option is used to move the selected text from one place to another. So we are having shortcut keys for these three options. Shortcut key for cut option is CTRL plus X, that is Control plus X. For copy option, CTRL plus C is the shortcut key, and for paste option, CTRL, that is Control key plus V. V is for shortcut key of paste option. So this is all about cut, copy, paste. Next option in OpenOffice Writer is formatting the text in document. Here, formatting means changing the appearance or presentation of your document. Here you can change the writing styles of your document. You can make it as a darker text, slanted text, or you can make it as a text as an underline. These all comes under the formatting of the document. We are having three options here in OpenOffice Writer. They are bold, italic and underline. Bold option is used to make the selected text as a thicker or darker, we can say, as compared to the rest of the text. For that, we are having option called B on your standard toolbar. Italics option will help you to get the slanting text towards the right side of your document, whereas underline option is used to make the text as line underlined. So these three are the options which will help you to format your text. Okay, shortcut keys are there again for these three options, like bold. For bold, shortcut key is CTRL plus B. For italics, CTRL plus I. And for underline, CTRL plus U. So these three are the shortcut keys which are associated with bold, italics and underline. So in this session, we have learned cut, copy, paste and then bold, italics and underline options. So these two, all six options will help us to format the text in our document. Understand and learn the shortcut keys. Definitely they are going to help you out in your exam. Remaining options we will learn in next session. See you.